Hey, welcome back. I'm Dick Summer, and this is Monitor. It seems there's a teacher out in the state of Washington. She's a fourth grade teacher, and she is teaching her kids the essentials of first aid. She gave a test recently. I thought you might find some of the results interesting. One of the things that you're supposed to do for head colds, according to the fourth graders, is use an agonizer to spray the throat until it drops into the nose. For a nosebleed, you put the nose lower than the body. For fractures, you see, if a limb is broken, you wiggle it gently back and forth. For fainting, you rub the person's chest, or if it's a lady, the arm above the hand, of course. That's Stevie Wonder in the story of Higher Ground, which a lot of people are walking around a little bit taller these days with those big clog shoes and things. It's hard to sneak up on a lady or anybody. Speaking of higher, the stamps are costing you more these days. It's going to cost you 10 cents now to mail a first-class letter. You know that the stuff that makes those stamps stick on an envelope is a corn dextrin solution? So that if you're allergic to corn products, you could get sick from licking too many stamps. Of course, old sticky lips. Incidentally, corn dextrin is used because of religious groups and vegetarians who might object to animal glues. So that's something for you to stick away. So they don't mind corn squeezings, however, I guess.
Look what they've done to my song. It's like sunshine. You got a smile so bright.
Hey, smile along with me. I'm Dick Summer, and you are on the Monitor Beacon.
American sets new world indoor track record in Moscow. This is Shelley Morrison with a sports update. Army Lieutenant Thomas Hill raced over the 60-meter hurdles to a new world indoor record of 7.3 seconds, giving the U.S. team a strong start in the third annual dual track meet with the Soviet Union. Plays Providence. Shelley Morrison, NBC Update.
Monitor. Welcome back. I'm Dick Summer. In just a little while, we're going to test and find out how good a lover you are, right? So be sure that you're listening kind of hard, and maybe there shouldn't be too many people around there with you. I don't want to see you blushing too badly. There's Steeler's Wheel on Monitor.
So they made you a star.
That's Steeler's Wheel, and it's called Star. This is blood, sweat, and tears. You put them together, and they come out with something pretty great.
I'm not scared of dying, man.
Blood, sweat, and tears just want one thing, and that is Liberty. Statue of Liberty here in New York Harbor. Did you know that the Statue of Liberty doesn't have a name? Maybe we ought to give it a name. You got a good name for the statue? It's a French lady. Maybe Michelle or something, huh? drop me a postcard. Dick Summer, care of Monitor, NBC Radio, New York City. And we'll pass along some of the better names to whoever it is takes care of it. There's a sign on the Statue of Liberty, too. One of the hands of the Statue of Liberty holds a sign, and on the sign it says, if you're close enough to read this, your ship has just run aground. I bet you didn't know that either. And now everybody's favorite game master, Big Wilson.
It's time to play Voices. Today's mystery man was born in Montclair, New Jersey. A graduate of West Point, in 1969, he shared in an adventure that few men have experienced. Listen as he talks about the difficult adjustment of becoming a public personality.
It's as if you have an obligation to so many people in the country because of what you've done to continue to let them have a little piece of you from time to time. And certainly they want that. That's not to be discouraged, because I think the American way is to look for heroes.
Does that voice sound familiar? Think it over, and we'll be back with another tip or two. Our mystery voice belongs to a man who experienced his great moment on July 20th, 1969. Listen again as he talks about some of his hardest moments, the publicity that followed.
I just don't know how you can make it easier on people to be able to withstand some of these pressures.
Got it now? That was the voice of Buzz Aldrin, then Colonel Edwin E. Buzz Aldrin. He, along with Neil Armstrong and Mike Collins, were on the first moon landing expedition. Listen as he talks about the subsequent emotional and mental pressures which led him to seek psychiatric help.
In the extreme, this means you want to escape, avoid people, avoid any particular confrontation. And, of course, when that goes to enough of an extreme, you become very unhappy with your existence.
That was Buzz Aldrin here on Voices.
Still kind of hard to take that one for granted, huh? Quite a small select circle, the guys who have really stepped on the moon. Here's another very famous voice.
Keep on singing, don't stop singing. You're gonna be a star someday. You're gonna make a lot of people happy when they come to hear you play.
I don't remember, Mama. Gonna be a star someday. You're gonna make a lot of people happy when they come to hear you play. He said, keep on singing.
Ah, yes, the Lord giveth, so grabbeth and run. That's pretty generally the motto of the thing. There was Helen Reddy, of course. And this is Mr. Elvis Presley.
I got something to tell you, mind. She'll give you just a little love, and it'll drive you round of your mind. I got a thing about you, baby.
Elvis Presley, the owner of the state of Tennessee, right? Came a long way from being a poor boy. I'm Dick Summer, and this is Monitor. Versus here.
Hello, this is Zion Manilow. Don't hang up.